大家主日平安，在十条诫命的第四节那里吩咐我们说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。从世界之初到基督复活，这一日是一周当中的第七天，就是星期六。从基督复活到世界的末了，这一日就变为一周的第一天，就是星期天。这是基督徒的安息日，在新约里就被称为是主日。因此我们可以说，每一个主日都是提醒我们基督徒的都是在提醒基督的复活。根据教会的传统，每一年春分后的第一次满月后的第一个主日被称作复活节，就是今年的这一天。人们呢就将这一天特别的给分别出来，纪念耶稣的复活。
Brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you. The fourth commandment in the Ten Commandments instructs us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. From the beginning of the world to when Christ resurrected, the day of rest was the seventh day of the week, or Saturday. From the time of Christ's resurrection until the end of the world, the day of rest is the first day of the week, or Sunday. Sunday is now the Sabbath day for Christians. It is now called the Lord's Day in the New Testament. Therefore, we can say that every Sunday is a reminder to us all of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. According to church tradition, the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox is called Easter. And people have set this day apart as a sacred day to remember the resurrection of Jesus.
我们刚刚所读的经文是马太福音28章1节到10节。这一段经文记载了耶稣基督的复活。我的正道将分为以下的两点。第一点，耶稣复活对罪人的挑战。第二点，耶稣复活对信徒的改变。
So we just read Matthew 28:1-10, which records the account of the resurrection of Jesus. My sermon today will consist of the following two key points. One, the challenge that the resurrection of Jesus poses to sinners. Two, the change that the resurrection of Jesus brings to believers.
在此让我们一起来向神祷告。
Let's pray.
在天上的父神，你在创立世界以先，在基督里拣选我们众人，及至在时候满足的时候，你差派独生子耶稣基督来到世上。但是这地上的君王却追杀这位真正的王，宗教的领袖逼迫这位真正的祭司，蒙昧无知的百姓高呼着要钉死他，最终在罗马的政权之下受难。然而你却使他三天后从死里复活。这个主日我们要再次来认识我们的救主，就是那位复活的耶稣基督。我们求你来开我们的眼睛，赐予我们受教的心，就将今天上午的崇拜聚会交托仰望在您的圣手当中。祷告都是奉靠我主耶稣基督的名求。
Our Father in heaven, I thank you for choosing us in Christ before the creation of the world. And when the time of fulfillment came, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. But the king on the earth tried to kill the true king.And the religious leaders persecuted the true high priest. And the ignorant people shouted, crucify him. And finally, Jesus suffered death under the Roman regime. However, you raised him from the dead 3 days later. On this Sunday, we come to you to learn anew about the resurrected Christ, the Lord. I pray that you will open our eyes and give us teachable hearts. I offer up in trust.This morning's worship service into your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
让我们来看第一点，耶稣复活对罪人的挑战。启蒙运动最重要的遗产之一就是科学主义。在启蒙运动之前呢，在欧洲起支配作用的世界观往往是由上帝、罪恶、恩典、救赎等等这些的关键词所组成的。真理的根基是上帝的话，人类的理性降服在上帝的启示之下。 但是启蒙运动之后，科学就变成了绝对的真理，也被认为是获得真理的唯一途径，理性被推崇到上帝的宝座。很多受过教育的知识分子和专业人士，他们最不愿意接受的就是耶稣的复活，因为死人复活不符合他们的观察。这种对科学方法的强烈信任，并将其应用到所有的领域，包括人的三观，就使得科学变成了某种形式的信仰。正如波斯学者赛德·纳斯尔所宣称的，西方世界许多人的科学理念不是真正的科学，而是宗教的替代。
So my first major point today is a challenge that the resurrection of Jesus poses to sinners. One of the most important legacies of the Enlightenment movement was scientism. Prior to Enlightenment, the dominant worldview in Europe was composed of keywords such as God,sin, grace, and redemption. The foundation of truth was God's word, and human reason submitted under God's revelation. However, after the Enlightenment, science became the absolute truth. It was considered the only way to the truth, and rationalism sat on the throne of God. Many educated intellectuals and professionals really do not want to accept the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus,because the resurrection of the dead is not observable in our daily lives. There's strong trust in the scientific method and its applications to all fields, including one's worldview, really makes science a new kind of religion. As a Persian scholar, Syed Hossein Nasir proclaimed, the scientific idea of many people in the Western world is not real science, but a substitute for religion.
当人们不再相信上帝才是最高的权威，那原本应该置于上帝启示之下的理性，就开始质疑上帝的话，就如同在伊甸园里的夏娃开始质疑上帝的话语一样。在创世纪第三章第一节那里，蛇就引诱夏娃说，神岂是真的说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？上帝的话语岂是真的完全无谬吗？于是就在撒旦的诱骗之下，很多的基督徒就不再相信耶稣基督的复活。BBC 在2017年进行了一项的调查，有四分之一受访的英国基督徒，他们并不笃信耶稣复活的真实性。我们现在是2020年，三年已经过去了。恐怕这个情况变得更加的糟糕。人们与其的相信耶稣的尸体是被门徒偷走的谎言，也不相信耶稣已经复活的事实。
When people no longer believe that God is highest authority, man's rational thinking, which should be subordinated to God's revelation, began to question God's word, just as Eve in the Garden of Eden questioned God's word.Genesis 3:1 records how Satan tempted Eve. Satan said, did God really say that you're not allowed to eat the fruit of all the trees in the garden? Satan was really asking, is God's word truly infallible? Deceived by Satan, many Christians today do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus. BBC conducted a survey in 2017, and a quarter of British Christians surveyed did not believe in the historicityof Jesus' resurrection. 3 years have passed. I'm afraid the situation has become worse. People would rather believe that Jesus' body was stolen by his disciples than believe in the historicity of the bodily resurrection of Jesus.
Charles Colson, 他以自己的亲身经历来指出，如果耶稣的复活是一个谎言，那么这个谎言在历史中早应该被揭穿。Charles Colson 在1968年到1973年任美国总统尼克松的特别顾问，后来他因为水门事件就进入监狱。根据他的回忆，水门事件刚刚被披露出来的时候，尼克松本人和他的智囊团并不在意，但后来尼克松终于认识到事态的严重性，于是就把最忠于他的10名亲信招聚在一起， 统一口径，然后他们企图把事情隐瞒过去。当时全国人民人声鼎沸，他们受到了非常大的压力，但还不至于有生命的危险。为了保全自己，立功赎罪，他们纷纷地背叛了尼克松。从尼克松知道整个事件的全部真相，到他们共同编造谎言，到最后亲信们向检察官和盘托出，前后不过有3个星期。 Carlson 就说，水门事件让我看出，以谎言为本的密谋很快便会被揭穿，不论行骗的人多么有权有势有头脑。
Charles Colson uses personal testimony to point out that if the resurrection of Jesus was a lie, then this lie would have been exposed long ago. Charles Colson served as special advisor to President Nixon from 1968 to 1973, and he was later jailed for his participation in the Watergate scandal. According to his memoirs, when the Watergate scandal was first revealed, Nixon and his think tank did not pay much attention. Only later did Nixon realize the gravity of the situation. So he brought together his 10 most trusted associates and agreed on one fabricated story. And by doing so, they tried to dodge a bullet. At that time, the whole country was in an outrage. All 10 of these associates were under tremendous pressure. Though they never were in danger for their lives, each of these 10 trusted associates decided to protect themselves and made plea bargains and effectively betrayed Nixon. From the time when Nixon learned of the Watergate scandal and grouped together the 10 associates to fabricate a lie, to the time when all the cronies confessed the truth, only 3 weeks had passed. Colson said, "The Watergate scandal showed me that this conspiracy that is based on a lie would soon be found out, no matter how powerful, how smart the leader might be."
Gregory Peterson 呢就总结说，科学主义是智力之罪当中最大的一个，因此蓝祖人认识并承认耶稣复活不是科学主义本身，科学主义只是一个幌子，其内核是人自身的罪，就是不信上帝的话，而这也是自从亚当犯罪以来历世历代的人都存在的问题，不只是启蒙运动以后的人不相信耶稣的复活，其实就连与耶稣同时代的撒都该人也不信死人复活的事，甚至连耶稣的门徒也不信他的复活。
Gregory Peterson concluded, "Scientism is among the greatest of intellectual sins. Therefore, it is not science that prevents people from recognizing and believing the resurrection of Jesus. Scientism is just an external guise, an excuse. The core problem is man's own sin, his unbelief of God's word. This sin problem is what has existed for generations since Adam's sin. Not only did the people after enlightenment did not believe the resurrection of Jesus, even the Sadducees, who were contemporaries of Jesus, did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Shockingly, even the disciples of Jesus did not believe in his resurrection."
在马太福音16章到20章的经文里，主耶稣3次的向门徒预言他的受难和复活，重要的事情讲了3遍。在16章的21节，这里记载说，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。第二次主耶稣在17章的22节、跟他们来讲，他们还在加利利的时候，主耶稣对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。第三次在20章的18节到19节，主耶稣说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交在外邦人，将他戏弄鞭打，定在十字架上，第三日他要复活。
In Matthew chapter 16 to 20, Jesus prophesied thrice to his disciples that he would suffer death and be resurrected. By saying it three times, Jesus really emphasized the importance of this truth. First, in chapter 16, 21, it was recorded, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." Second, in chapter 17, 22 to 23, it was recorded, "As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day.'" In chapter 20, 18 to 19, Jesus prophesied this truth a third time. "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day."
在上个主日的正道里，讲到了耶稣他荣耀地进入到圣城，正如主耶稣所预言的，他来到了耶路撒冷。过了不久，他被交在祭司长和文士的手中，做了很多的苦。他们也定了耶稣死罪，将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。如今只剩下第三天从死里复活有待应验了。在二十八章第一节，经文告诉我们说，安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，也就是在星期天的早晨，然后由抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。第三日来到耶稣坟墓的，竟然是两个姊妹，跟随耶稣的那十二个门徒，谁都没有来。大家会不会感到非常的稀奇？难道跟随耶稣的门徒里就没有人说，嘿，耶稣在之前有三次提醒我们说第三天他要复活，而现在已经是时候了，让我们在这个清晨到坟墓那里去探个究竟吧。然而没有门徒们走向坟墓，他们心照不宣，谁都不相信耶稣的复活。大家不要以为只有当代的人不相信复活，历世历代的人都不愿意相信复活。复活是超自然的，复活是难以置信的，是不符合常理的。在早期教会，有一位教父叫德尔图良，他劝勉我们说，上帝之子死了，正因为极其的荒谬，所以才需要被信仰。在埋葬之后，他又复活了，正因为难以的置信，事实才是可信的。
Last Sunday, we talked about Palm Sunday, when Jesus prepared himself and entered Jerusalem, as he prophesied. Afterwards, he was handed over to the chief priests and scribes and suffered. They also condemned him to die. They mocked him, flogged him, crucified him on the cross. These prophecies of Jesus were all fulfilled. The only part of Jesus' prophecy that was yet to be fulfilled was his resurrection 3 days later. In Matthew 28:1, it was said, "Now after Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week," so that this is Sunday morning, "Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb." So the first people who came on the third day were two females. None of the 12 disciples came. Does it feel strange to you? Did it not occur to any of these disciples to remind each other, "Hey, didn't Jesus prophesy three times that he would be resurrected on the third day? Let's go and find out." However, no disciple went to the grave. In their heart of hearts, none of them believed that Jesus would be raised from the dead. So please, don't have the notion that only people today do not believe in the resurrection of the dead. People in the past generations believed. That's not true. For generations, people resisted believing in the resurrection. Resurrection is supernatural, and resurrection is difficult to believe, and is extraordinary. The early church father, Tertullian, exhorted us by writing, "The Son of God died. It is immediately credible, because it's absurd. He was buried and rose again. It is certain, because it is impossible."
耶稣的门徒，就是这些弟兄们，他们都不信他的复活。那么姊妹们又如何呢？ 抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚。根据马可福音第十六章第一节的记载，我们知道那个玛利亚就是指耶稣的母亲，就是由抹大拉的玛利亚和耶稣的母亲他们来到坟墓这里。看上去姊妹们好像好一些，然而他们不是要来见复活的耶稣的，而是按着犹太人的习惯，到了第三天要用香膏涂抹耶稣的尸体。他们期盼着见到的依然是被死亡所囚禁的耶稣，而不是要来见复活的主。因此当他们看到主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开坐在上面的时候，他们就非常的害怕。没有人相信耶稣的复活，即便是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。天使安慰他们说，不要害怕，耶稣的复活彻底打破他们原来平静的生活，颠覆他们原有的认识。
So even without counting Judas Iscariot, none of the Jesus disciples believe in his resurrection. So those were brothers. How about sisters? Well, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came. Based on Mark 16:1, we know this other Mary was the mother of Jesus. These two came to a tomb, and they appeared to have better faith. However, upon closer inspection, we see that they did not come to a tomb expecting the resurrected Jesus, but they were there to embalm the corpse with myrrh in accordance with Jewish customs. They were expecting to see a dead Jesus, not to see the resurrected Lord. So when they saw the angel of the Lord coming down from heaven, rolling away the stone and sitting on it, they were very much afraid. No one believed in the resurrection of Jesus, not even Mary, mother of Jesus. The angel had to comfort them by saying, "Don't be afraid." The resurrection of Jesus completely turned upside down their prior worldview and understanding of life.
自从亚当夏娃堕了犯罪以来，死亡就成了众人的结局。如果我们将死亡比作监狱，那么耶稣的复活就是走出这座的监狱。耶稣代替我们付清了监狱的债务，他已经满足了律法公义的要求。死亡的代价，耶稣已经替我们付清了。
Since the fall of Adam and Eve, death has become the eventual end for all of us. If death is a prison, then Jesus' resurrection is getting out of the prison. Jesus fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. The wages of sin is death, and Jesus has paid for us all.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们相信耶稣基督的复活吗？你相信耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义吗？你已经从监狱当中被他给释放了，但为什么还过着被囚禁的生活呢？为什么你依然没有自由去行善，也没有能力去拒绝罪恶呢？你已经相信了耶稣基督的复活，但为什么在生活上与不信耶稣复活的人依然没有两样呢？尤其是在压力的环境下。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus? Do you believe, according to Romans 4:25, that Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification? You have been released from prison. Why do you still live in the prison life? Why are you still not doing good out of freedom? Why are you still unable to resist sin? If you already believe in the resurrection of Jesus, why do you live a life that is not dissimilar to those non-believers, especially as we live in today's pressure environment?
有牧师这样子来说，有一些弟兄看上去温文尔雅，那很有可能是因为他处在温文尔雅的生活状态当中。只有活在颠沛流离的生活当中的人，才有可能让人看见何为真正的温文尔雅。有一些姐妹非常的有爱心，那很有可能因为她生活在一个充满了别人对她爱的生活状态当中，只有活在别人对她的敌意、对她的反对、对他的误解 没有那么多人爱他的时候，才有可能让人看见何为真正的爱。
A pastor said the following, Some brothers behave with gentleness, but mainly because they have had a genteel upbringing. Only those who have lived through abject poverty or travails of life can really demonstrate true gentleness. Some sisters are very loving, but that may be because they have lived a life where many people were loving towards them, towards her. But only when she has faced hostility, opposition, misunderstanding from others, and when she faces people who do not act lovingly towards her, will she be able to demonstrate what is true love.
这样看来，基督教的信仰不是在风和日丽之时彼此之间的寒暄问候，信仰是在暴风骤雨当中彼此的伸手搀扶。信仰就是一个人在黑暗日子里的表现，在冲突当中的反应。
So from these illustrations, we see that faith is not greeting each other kindly when the sun is shining and everything is fine and dandy. Faith is demonstrated when we support each other in the midst of the terrible storm. Faith is shown by how we behave when the days are dark and when there are conflicts all around.
弟兄姐妹们，上帝不是没有给予我们西北堂在信仰上的考验，然而我们的态度和方式与不信主的人有什么不同呢？如果西北堂是一台戏，演给世人们来看，这个社区是否会惊讶地用手指着我们众人说：“看，这个世界怎么能够配得上这一群的圣徒呢？”在他们的身上，你会看到忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、坚忍、坦诚、忏悔、饶恕。还是我们活得跟这个世界差不多，我们彼此控告、毁谤、论断、攻击，以至于与不信的人分不出彼此了呢？
Brothers and sisters, God did not neglect to give ACCNW tests of faith. However, how are our attitudes and behaviors any different from those who are non-believers?Borrowing a term from 1 Corinthians 4:9. If we say that ACCNW is a spectacle to the world, will the community around us point to us and exclaim in shock, how can this world be worthy of such saints? These people have so much patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, perseverance, honesty, contrition, and forgiveness. Or,Do we live in a manner very similar to a world, accusing each other, slandering each other, judging each other, and attacking each other, such that others cannot tell us apart from non-believers?
让我们来看第二点，耶稣复活对信徒的改变。
The second major point today is the change that the resurrection of Jesus brings to his believers.
当玛利亚来到坟墓门口的时候，忽然地大震动。因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。以色列人的坟墓不是在平地上挖一个坑，然后将死人下葬，而是在陡峭的地方挖一个水平的洞，将尸体放入其内，然后用大石头封住洞穴的入口。为什么天使要将石头滚开呢？难道是要帮助耶稣从坟墓中走出来吗？不要让我们忘记，在约翰福音的20章里记载，当门徒们他们恐惧，将门都关闭了，但忽然间耶稣就出现在他们当中。复活的主无需使者帮忙，他可以直接穿过石头，从坟墓当中走出来。这块石头被滚开，是为那些来寻找耶稣的人。天使在28章第6节说，你们来看安放主的地方。
When Mary came to the tomb, the ground suddenly shook, because the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled away the stone, and sat on it. Israel's tombs are not holes dug in the ground, but they're holes or caves dug on the side of a mountain. They would put the corpse inside the cave and roll a large stone to seal the cave. Why did the angel roll the stone away? Did he do that to help Jesus come out of the tomb? Don't forget the account recorded in John 20. When disciples closed the door of their room, Jesus suddenly appeared in their midst. The risen Lord does not need any help from any angel. He could easily walk right through a stone and come out of the tomb. The rolling of the stone was for those seeking Jesus. The angel said in chapter 28:6, "Come, see the place where he lay."
各位弟兄姐妹们，这块坟墓的巨石同样也是为你和我而滚开的。让我们进入坟墓来看安放主的地方。天使来向我们说，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。当抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚他们进去看了之后，就急忙地离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜。这个复活节，当我们再次来听到主已经复活的消息的时候，是否也如同玛利亚一样感到又害怕又大大的欢喜呢？
Brothers and sisters, the stone of the tomb was rolled away for you and for me as well. Let us come and see the place where he lay. As chapter 28:6 states, "He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said." When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see, they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy. This Easter, when we hear again the message that our Lord is risen, are we like the Marys, filled with both fear and great joy?
基督徒若有任何的害怕，那是出于对基督的敬畏。若佩戴着刀剑，依靠死亡的力量而统治我们的政府，尚且让我们感到畏惧，那么那位在死亡的力量之上，掌管着天地万物的主，又当何等令我们敬畏呢？
If a Christian has any fear, it should be out of reverence for Christ. If our government, which is equipped with weapons of war and has power of death, causes us to fear and have reverence, how much more should the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord who is above the power of death, should cause us to have fear and reverence for him?
基督徒若有任何的欢喜，那是因为耶稣基督的复活，基督的复活已经成为出熟的果子。出熟的果子代表着这棵树上所有的果子。当农夫摘下第一个已经熟透的果子，他就知道随后其余要熟透的果子的味道。基督已经复活，因此所有在他里面的人也都要复活。
If Christians have any joy, it is because of the resurrection Jesus. The resurrected Christ has become the first fruit. The first fruit represents all the fruits of a tree. When the farmer picks a first fruit, he would know the taste profile of all the other soon to ripen fruits as well. Christ is risen, so everyone in Christ will be resurrected as well.
在第七节，天使对妇女说，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在他们以先往加利利去。在那里你们要见他。主耶稣在耶路撒冷复活，但为什么要让门徒们去加利利呢？从地图上来看，这两者之间的直线距离就有120公里，有75英里。那时候的交通工具基本上是靠走路。耶稣为什么要让三次不认主的彼得以及其他四散逃跑的门徒们费力走这么远的路呢？
In verse 7, the angel said to the woman, "Go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him." Jesus was resurrected in Jerusalem. Why would he want the disciples to go to Galilee? If you look at a map, you can see the distance between Jerusalem and Galilee is 120 kilometers or 75 miles. At that time, the mode of transportation was basically walking. Why did Jesus want Peter, who had recently denied the Lord three times, and the other disciples, who all fled when Jesus was captured, take such a long hike to Galilee?
加利利是怎样的地方呢？加利利是门徒们蒙召的地，是他们蒙召的地方。在马太福音的四章十八节，那里记载说，耶稣在加利利的海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫他们得人如得鱼一样。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Where is Galilee? Galilee was a place where disciples first were called by Jesus. Matthew 4:18-21 records, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them.
主耶稣呼召这些的门徒，但是他们通通的都失败了。在耶稣受迫害的时候，他们纷纷的远离了耶稣。但是这时候耶稣却说，你们回到加利利，就是你们起初蒙召的地方，最初认识我跟随我的那个地方，在那里我要再次与你们见面。这是一幅怎样的画面呢？如果你是彼得，是安德烈，是其他的门徒，你会有怎样的感受呢？王一牧师曾在这里发出惊叹，他说道，有什么比这个更浪漫的事情吗？
Jesus called these disciples, but these disciples all failed. When Jesus suffered and died, they all left Jesus. By this time, Jesus is telling them, go back to Galilee. That's where I first called you. That's where you first met me and followed me. There I will meet you again. What kind of picture is this? How would you feel if you were Peter, Andrew, or another disciple? Pastor Wang Yi once exclaimed, is there anything more poetic than this?
弟兄姐妹们，你是在哪里蒙召跟随主耶稣的呢？你的加利利在哪里呢？若在过去的信仰道路上有挫败，令主的心不得安慰，那么让我们在这个复活节回到加利利，在那里遇见复活的主。
Brothers and sisters, when were you called to follow Jesus? Where is your Galilee? If you had setbacks in your walk of faith, if you have failed to comfort the heart of God, then let us return to Galilee this Easter and meet anew our risen Lord.
在以后的主日，我会向大家来讲《使徒行传》这一卷书。耶稣的门徒曾经在大祭司和公会面前四散逃跑，但耶稣的复活却使他们刚强的站立在君王和审判官的面前，为复活的主做见证。耶稣的死并不能够让门徒们跟着去死，但耶稣的复活让这些门徒们跟着去死，因为耶稣的复活使门徒们知道，他们残缺的人生不是唯一的人生，这个败坏的世界不是唯一的世界，那完满的新创造已经因着耶稣的复活而被开启了。
In the following Sundays, I will start preaching the book of Acts. We'll see how these same disciples of Jesus, who once fled in front of the high priest and Sanhedrin, these disciples became bold and strong because of the resurrection of Jesus. They'll go on to testify to the resurrection of Jesus, to kings and to judges. The death of Jesus did not compel these disciples to die for Jesus, but the resurrection of Jesus did. Because through the resurrection of Jesus, the disciples knew that their crippled lives were not the only life they had, and this corrupted world was not the only world that they would experience. There was an entirely new creation that was open to them through the resurrection of Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们常常误以为手上这一点的金钱就是我们唯一能够拥有的财富，因此总是迟迟不愿意在慷慨和奉献上迈出一步。我们这不断衰残的身体是我们唯一可以拥有的身体，因此在面对疾病的时候是活得那么的艰难。我们这靠着吃尽了苦中苦而赚来的人上人的面子是我们唯一可以拥有的荣耀，因此在不完美的教会群体生活当中，我们无法承受委屈，更不要说来自这个世界的污蔑和逼迫。
Dear brothers and sisters, we often mistakenly believe what little money we have our entire wealth, so we often are reluctant to take a step in generosity and dedication. We often mistakenly believeThat our outer self that is wasting away day by day is the only body we will have. So in the midst of illnesses, we have such a hard time. We often mistakenly believe that our faith and vainglory we gather by our perseverance and hard work is the only glory that we will ever possess. That is why we have had such a hard time dealing with frictions within an imperfect church. And we cannot bear to be misunderstood.By our brothers and sisters, not to mention the belittlement and persecution that will come from the world.
这不应该是我们基督徒的信仰。耶稣的复活为门徒打开一个通道，看到另一个世界。在这个复活节，你是否也看到了这个通道，窥见了新天新地呢？
This should not be our faith.The resurrection of Jesus opens up a new channel for his disciples to see another world. On this Easter, can you see this channel and peek into the new heaven and the new earth?
最后，请让我以琼尼多田这位姐妹的见证作为结束。琼尼在18岁的时候因故致残，身体瘫痪，被迫坐在轮椅上。有一天他去参加一个很大的会议，有500多人参加。在信息结束的时候，讲员请所有的人都跪下来祷告。
Finally, let me conclude with a testimony from Sister Joni Tada. Because of an accident, Joni was disabled at the age of 18 and became a quadriplegic and was bound to the wheelchair. One day,She attended this major conference with over 500 people attending. At the end of the message, the speaker asked all the attendees to kneel and pray.
他在广播节目当中回忆到这个场景的时候，他这样说：我坐在轮椅上，看着屋子里其他所有的人都跪下来，每个人都跪在大厅里，只有我坐在那里。这显得很突兀。我环顾四周，我是唯一一个坐在大厅里的人，我看着看着，眼泪忍不住地流下来。但请不要误会，我并不是由于自怜而哭泣，我不是因为与其他人比较，我是那位唯一坐着的，显得我那么的奇怪，不是这个原因。我的眼睛流出泪水，那是因为我看到所有的人都跪下祷告，那是多么的美好。这令我想到，将来有一天，我会拥有复活的双腿，能够从轮椅上站立起来。我强烈的盼望这一天的到来。在那时，我要以荣耀的身体做的第一件事情，就是让我的双腿跪下来。与此同时，我将再一次引用诗篇95篇第6节来说。来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
She recalled a scene in a radio show. She said, Well, I sat there in my wheelchair, and I watched as everyone else in the room got down on their knees. With everyone kneeling in the banquet room, I sat there, kind of standing out. I looked around, and I was sticking up, way up.The only one sitting there in this huge room and looking around, I could not stop the tears. Oh, and I was not crying out of pity. I mean, I wasn't crying because I felt strange or different, that I was the only one sitting. No, my eyes were wet because it was so beautiful to see everyone kneeling in prayer. It made me think of the day when I too will be able to get up out of this wheelchair on new resurrected legs. I can't wait for that day, because when I get my glorified body, the first thing I'm going to do with my resurrected legs is to fall down on grateful, glorified knees. I will once again have the chance to say, with using Psalm 95:6, come, let's bow down and worship. Let's kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
当琼妮姐妹想到复活的那一天，她就泪流不止。虽然她的膝盖是扭曲变形的，她的身体从肩膀以下没有任何的知觉，但是她深信有一天她会拥有新造的、荣耀的、轻盈的、属灵的、大放光彩的、披戴着基督义袍的身体。
Whenever Joni think about the future resurrection of all the saints, she would cry out of joy. Though her knees today are distorted, and she may be paralyzed today from the shoulder on down, but she firmly believes that one day she will possess newly created, glorious, spiritual, brilliant, glorious body robed by Christ's righteousness.
弟兄姐妹们，基督的复活给琼妮姐妹带来的是何等大的盼望。或许你生命当中的困难暂时没有被改变，就如同琼妮的身体没有被主来医治一样，那又何妨呢？在这个复活节，主的使者要告诉你，耶稣的坟墓是空的，他不在这里，照他所说的，他已经复活了。
Brothers and sisters, what great hope the resurrection of Christ gave Sister Joni. Perhaps the difficulties in your life did not change for the better, just as Joni's body has not been healed. But why does that matter? This Easter, God's messenger is telling you, the tomb of Jesus is empty now. He's not here, for he has risen, just as he said.
在最后，让我们一起来向神祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你，你以耶稣基督复活的大能向我们显明，统治这个世界的不再是撒旦的权势，死亡无法在我们身上作王掌权，耶稣基督已经复活，他是我们生命的主，求你帮助每一位的弟兄姐妹，让我们每一天的生活都因着基督已经复活的事实，以及将来我们也要复活的盼望，而反映属天子民的样式。祷告奉靠我主耶稣基督的名求。
Father, we thank you. You showed us the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that the ruler of the world is not Satan and his forces. Death no longer has power over us. Jesus Christ.Has risen. He is the Lord of our life. Pray that you help every brother and sister on this call. Pray that our lives, because of the fact that Jesus is risen and because of our hope is in our future resurrection, pray that we live in a manner that reflects our citizenship that is in heaven. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.